The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hurricane Milton made landfall last night, and joining us, it's meteorologist Ashley Baylor. Ashley, thank you for taking the time. I know you're doing double duty today.
Helping our sister station in Tampa today. I got to be wall-to-wall with them for a couple hours this afternoon. I literally just threaded the needle because I went to Florida last week in between Helene and this one. So I've actually now firsthand seen the damage from Helene and even from Ian 2 years ago. So it gave me a really good perspective.
You know, Ashley, you mentioned Ian, and I just know that there were certain areas there down in that same spots with Naples and Fort Myers and so forth that were so decimated during that storm there. I'm looking at video coming in St. Pete, a live feed down there. Rumfish, which is a very big restaurant right there on the shore, had just sent me an email in the last few days, Anna, that they had just opened back up from Helene, and they were so proud of it because they got over 3 feet of water. And I'm watching the video feed on CNN this morning, and it's underwater. I could just see a sign out there on the main roadway in St. Pete. So what is the current happening with the storm? What took place yesterday, and where's it going?
Is it over?
Well, it's not completely over for them. So the eye, the center of the storm, is moving offshore. But of course, you still have the rain bands that are behind it. You still have some wind that is behind it. But, you know, as they continue on through the day, the situation for them is going to improve. The worst of it is over for them right now. But, you know, yesterday, this was still a Category 4 hurricane, Category 3 by the time it made landfall. But what I kept emphasizing, it really didn't matter whether this was going to be a Category 3 or Category 4 when it made landfall. Sure, it sounds better that it's weaker as a 3. But you're still talking about 120-mile-per-hour winds with gusts even higher than that. And it was moving into an area that was already hit pretty bad by Helene. And Helene didn't even make perfect landfall there. That's the thing. This was going to be more of a direct hit. So there are places still recovering from Ian, still recovering from Helene. And now they have more water inundation. And since I was just down there, and this is just my opinion, that some of this damage is going to be irreparable. You know, putting things into perspective, when you see these places get hit back to back to back, and they're, you know, recovering maybe 50, 60, 70%. The next hurricane is waiting down the pike. I mean, look at Tropicana Field this morning where the Tampa Bay Rays played. That was set up as a shelter, and the roof is completely ripped off.
Right.
Like shades of Katrina.
Ashley, when is hurricane season over?
So it ends November 30th. That's not to say that we can't get the occasional hurricane in between. There have been hurricanes that have popped up, you know, before hurricane season starts, which is June 1st. So it goes from June 1st to November 30th, but don't think that's when the hurricanes say, okay, well, I guess I can't form.
This one formed in the Gulf of Mexico, but normally they form in the Atlantic. Is it different? Because I feel like whenever you hear about one of these in the Gulf, it ends up being much more catastrophic.
They can form in the Gulf. Typically, we more hear about them forming in the Atlantic or in the Caribbean. Actually, as a meteorologist, when we see that, it allows us to raise an eyebrow a little bit more, if you will, because we know that water down there, it is like bath water. You know, this was forming in water that was 85, 86, 87 degrees. So it's just going to feed off of that. And if it doesn't have any wind shear to kind of tear it apart, then all it can do is just keep forming, keep stacking. So that's how we went from a Category 1 hurricane to a Category 5 in just a matter of a few hours, half a day. So it's actually now one of 7 hurricanes in history to ever go from a Category 1 to a Category 5 in less than 24 hours.
All right. Well, Ashley, we're going to keep checking in with you. And thank you so much for taking the time and explaining it all because, you know, we have a lot of questions and you certainly have answers. So we're very appreciative of it.
Oh, understandable. No, thanks for having me on.
Checking in with meteorologist Ashley Baylor. I know this Hurricane Milton was terrible, but the one thing we didn't know about was all the tornadoes that were coming.
Well, you know, this was an anomaly. You know, anytime we get hurricanes and you're in that northeast quadrant, there's always the possibility of tornadoes. But in this case, you had the center of the storm that was still well over 100 miles away, but you were getting those outer bands that were coming into Florida. Of course, you get that warm, moist air that rises and that cool air that sinks. And so you're getting that convection. And so that's what's causing these tornadoes to form. But the fact that there was an outbreak, it wasn't just an isolated incident. It was an outbreak where we are seeing tornadoes like you would see in the Midwest in the spring. Typically, with tornadoes that form within hurricanes, they're kind of short-lived, and they move very fast. They move at about 50, 60, 70 miles per hour sometimes. So the funny thing is, as soon as the warning goes into effect, the threat is essentially already gone.
Right.
Right.
So if you are in a situation where you were not ready for this, you were ready for a hurricane, you were not ready for these tornadoes to touch down in your town, like, what would be your professional advice on what to do to prepare?
People that were already preparing for the hurricane, a lot of them had their houses boarded up. You know, the problem with the homes there, they don't have basements, so it is a lot tougher for them to find shelter. Okay, we're getting a hurricane, so we're already going to get a lot of wind and rain. But knowing that there's also the possibility of some tornadoes, okay, so what do we need to do? We need to get to an interior room of our one-story house. We need to find a closet that has no windows, a bathroom that has no windows. They need to be prepared for a little bit of everything. Now, unless if you're not on the coast, you don't need to worry about the storm surge. But you still need to worry about flooding, rain, hail, power outages, tornadoes, strong winds. Because the funny thing was, on the back end of this hurricane, as it was pulling away, that's where we saw the strongest winds this time. Usually you see them out ahead of it. So this hurricane kind of overperformed in many aspects.
So do you think that there's still more chances of tornadoes to sprout up throughout the day today?
No, as this is starting to pull away, they're actually going to have a bright day. It'll still be a little bit breezy. The back end of those rain bands are kind of moving away. So the significant threats are over.
All right, one last question that I have. They put you meteorologists outside in these storms. First of all, I don't even know what shoes you're wearing because they're buried in water. Like, why do they do that? Why do they put you in harm's way? Why can't you just be inside?
You know, it's actually important sometimes to be out there, I think, for many reasons. Number one, as meteorologists, it gives us a good perspective of what these people are actually dealing with. Meteorologists have been putting themselves out there for decades to actually collect data and to put up cameras so we have a better angle to see what's going on out there, because so many people have evacuated. You know, back in the day, there weren't many cameras. So now they go out there, they put up these storm surge cameras so they can see how high is the water rising. You know, collecting data in the eye wall, you know, how strong were these winds? What can we do to predict these better? Even though, yes, they're putting themselves in harm's way, what they're doing is great for the love of science and for the love of what you're doing and how we can improve things in the future.
See, now you make me feel bad for making fun of them.
Yeah, that's why we need Glenn Powell. That's why we need those storm chasers out there doing this stuff.
I mean, I will say there are more people that have done it just because they want to put it on TikTok or on social media and say, hey, I was in the eye wall or I chased this tornado. That's not safe to do. It is becoming a little oversaturated, so I would prefer some people to back off on it. But the people that have been doing it and know what they're doing it and are doing it for scientific purposes, they should be out there as long as they want to be and as long as they feel safe.
Ashley, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on twice today. It's really awesome. It helped us out a lot.
Oh, no, I'm so happy to.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.